right, go ahead, gang.
Given Barovia quite a few tests, and I think we've talked a lot about the offensive side of this game, but how do you like him against Barzal in a, kind of defensive way?
He got some time, he got some time again against good players tonight, and he did a good job. He's shown us that. He didn't get a lot of PK time tonight, but he's done that in previous games. He got a little bit tonight, did a good job there, and 5-on-5, he continues to show good maturity in those situations, and real intelligence in his play without the puck. Am I good?
Did you happen to see when Ghost got hurt for whatever, wherever it was, but did you see the play or the moment when that happened?
No, John, I didn't. It was just told after the period that he wasn't going to be available for the third, so no, I did not.
How do you feel Carson's wins to play tonight?
He followed up what he's done. I thought he played the exact same way, and that's one of the things that's been impressive about a young player. Is just doing the same things over and over again, and he's done that from the start of camp. Doesn't matter who he's playing against. He's always under the other team's skin just a little bit because he plays hard. He finishes checks. He goes to hard areas. And I thought it was the exact same thing tonight. And we flip flopped him in the third period. We flip flopped him from left wing to right wing, and it didn't change anything that he did. So I thought it was a good night for him.
Can you evaluate Taylor Laird? He wanted to not lose his job.
That's second night in a row. I thought he was, he did a really good job in the PK. And, tonight and the previous night, there's a little more edge to his game. I think everybody sees that. It's a good thing to see out of Taylor.
As far as what he's doing on the PK, what has he changed and adapted to that kind of his downfall last year?
I don't think he's really changed anything. He's always been within the system, and like I said, last year when he came off, there was a lot of things that weren't going well for several guys in the PK, and he wasn't the only guy that came off. But he's very detailed right now. He's got good energy, tonight he and Letts had good chemistry, and that's part of it. Just went out and got the job done. So, I like the intensity level that he killed with tonight. And that's a huge part of killing penalties, that intensity level and that utter will, to get a job done. I thought Carter went out, was sharp from the start. Didn't have a ton of work, but had some good saves in there. Probably had some tougher looks maybe than Stoley did in the second half. I'd give Carter, I thought he did a good job. I thought he was sound all the way through. Stoley coming in. I didn't think his game was quite as clean as he was, a few nights ago in Brooklyn. I think that's the last place that he played. He played the full 60 minutes there and got into a good rhythm tonight. A little bit different. There's no excuse there. I'm not, cutting a break. I'm just saying it's a little different. You come in halfway through the game. It's a little tougher maybe to get into a rhythm. So I thought he was, I thought he was fine. He just wasn't quite as sharp or clean as he was his previous outing.
That five-man power play unit, JBR, Connect, Patrick, and Grover, did you like what you saw of that? Because that potentially could be a unit for the season.
It didn't get going tonight. There's some good there for sure. We haven't had a chance to work on it. I'm hoping that 2 days from now, Sunday, I'm hoping that we can put some time in on our specialty teams. Which we've worked on our PK a little bit, but we haven't been able to work on the PP at all. So I'm hoping we can do a little bit more of that. And there were some good setups. I think there were some opportunities there. The chemistry obviously wasn't quite there yet tonight, but there's some good looks to that power play, and there's an option there.
Offensively, for Jordan, are there times when he can, be more engaged in the middle? It seems like he prefers to stay around the perimeter offensively. When there's a team, he can attack in the middle of the ice.
Well, down low in the zone is up. Down low in the zone, that's a strength of his. And one of the things. That we're asking Wheeler to work at is being a little more direct, in terms of You know, when you protect the puck and have a cutback, you know, you gotta be a little more direct at slashing towards the net or finding a way to get that puck to the scoring area. And he's done some of that. I think there's more of that that he can produce in his game.
Two more, please.
It wasn't that long ago that this team didn't seem to have a whole lot of guys who could work the front of the net. Effectively, not as similar to that. Now it seems like you go down the roster now, almost every one of these guys, some guys, you have the luxury of not even playing there because you have so many there. Does that allow you to do things as opposed to?
Yeah, I mean, that's such an important area, and there's a real mentality there. There's obviously ability and a talent to it. But in both ends of the rink, you know, on a lot of given nights, you know, whoever owns kind of inside the hash marks in that critical area is going to have a pretty good chance to come out on top. And that's a real emphasis for us. We have some real good leaders that are good in that area. And I think that, you know, that has a way of rubbing off on, you know, on guys around them. You know, that's no different than somebody going out and making a big shot block and lifting the bench and then the next guy goes out and does it. Going to those hard areas is a little bit the same, and I believe we have some guys that are, that are really good in that area, and that's an area that that we want to make sure we're really pushing and improving in.
Last question.
Travis connected sort of Golden Knight, made some things happen. Mm-hmm. After we were just talking, I mean, he's very kind of self-critical about some of his turnovers tonight. Is that one of the things you like about him, that he's very self-aware, is what he needs?
Yeah. Probably 3 years ago, he wouldn't have remembered the turnovers. He would have remembered the highlight reel goal only. But that's part of becoming a good pro. And TK doesn't. I like the fact that he's, you know, he is a little bit self-critical and he's paying attention to that. I thought he worked hard tonight. You know, I thought he. Sometimes some of these, some of the games are hard to play through the 60 minutes. And I think you saw that through the game tonight. The intensity, wasn't held throughout the 60 minutes. And, individually, TK's working hard. He impacted the game tonight. He had, there's several areas and several shifts in the game where, he did some high-level things for us. And, now as we get into the last week of preseason, the consistency of everybody, that level has to rise, and that's where some of those turnovers will be cleaned up. And I'm confident in him that they will get cleaned up.
Do you think he needed a big night?
What's that?
Do you think he needed a big night?
TK?
Affecting that the game tonight, like the way.
Yeah, I think it's always good for a player. It's good for a player to feel good and make a play and have some success. And for sure, he's no different. Especially, he takes a lot, lot of pride in producing offensively, and that's part of his role. So, yeah, absolutely. I think is it critical for him? I don't know about that. I think he's confident enough that, if he didn't score a goal tonight, he wasn't going to lose sleep tonight. But I think it's good to have some confidence and have some things go right. You always, it's good to have that under your belt and feel good coming back to the rink the next day.
Thanks, Dave.
Okay, thanks.
It's kind of a smile on that.